Perek Devar Lazer, Perek Yud. We're in the middle of the Perek. We're discussing the story of Yonah being swallowed by the big fish and all these other things that, again, we're talking about this story because it happened on Thursday and because it has to do with fish and whatever. So this is all part of the talking about Thursday. Well, up to the words Rabbi Tarfon Omer in Perek Yud. Rabbi Tarfon Omer. So what we left off last week was that Yonah was thrown overboard because there was a storm and it was obvious that it was coming from Yonah, and Yonah admitted that it was coming because of him. So they threw him overboard, and as the pasuk says, you know, he was swallowed by a big fish. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Memuna haya oisay adog levloya as Yonah misheshes shemei vreshes. That fish was Memuna. It was set aside. It was appointed to swallow Yonah from Sheshes Yemei Breshis, from the 6 days of creation. Shenemar, Vayiman Hashem dog godol levloya es Yonah. Vayiman Hashem prepared, lashon of like memuna, like appointed, or hazmana, to prepare. Hashem prepared a dog godol, a big fish, levloya es Yonah, to swallow Yonah. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Bechaye in Katekemach writes that when it says dag gadol, he brings this drasha that he was set aside already from the 6 days of creation, and when it says dag gadol, and he brings it from a drasha just from the words dag gadol, big fish. So it doesn't literally mean big fish, because that's obvious it was a big fish, because otherwise how would Yonah be in there? Right? So it says dag gadol doesn't mean big in terms of his mass, rather gadol means in terms of its age. It was a very old fish. He's a big fish. Yeah.
You said this lashon was he created a big fish to follow Yonah.
No,
was that to actually swallow him?
No, we didn't say he created. First of all, we said he appointed Hashem appointed definitely a fish to swallow him. Okay. Levloya.
Okay.
To swallow.
So I have a question then.
Yeah.
This is a very good example of. What kind of destiny is it? Is there destiny or is it free choice? Okay. In other words, this statement is an example of Yonah. Apparently, the Abishter apparently knew what Yonah was going to do.
Yep.
Whereas Yonah, to his mind, he had a choice in front of him. So the choice was an illusion. This is just one example. They keep on coming up. You know, it's one of the things we live with.
This is one of the old, the age-old questions that we have, but we're not going to get into that question now. We could point out that this is one of the examples, and we'll go weiter.
Okay.
Nichnas befiv Adam shu nichnas beves haknesses hagdayla v'omar. Yonah went into the mouth of the big fish. It's like a person who walks into the main sanctuary of a big shul. And he stood there. The Radal says that it uses this imagery of a big shul, because we're going to find later on that Yonah was actually davening inside the fish. Right. Now the Medrash is going to be bothered by a question that's a technical question. How did Yonah have light inside the fishes, inside the big fish? Where did he see things? So the Medrash brings two pshatim. The two eyes of the fish were like windows of a sunroof that lit up for Yonah. Rabbi Meir says, "Magolis achas haisa tuluya b'meyav shel dog." There was one gem or a precious stone that was inside the innards of this fish, meira l'Yonah, and it made light for Yonah. Kashemesh hazeshu meir batzaharoyim. Like this, like the sun that lightens things in the noon, and it showed Yonah, and with that Yonah was able to see everything that's in the sea and in the depths of the waters. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, "The light was planted for the tzaddik." It was there was a light already planted deep inside for the use of the tzaddik. It's interesting that in Parshas Noach.
Is when we hear it elsewhere, it refers specifically to this?
No, I'm Dafka.
Okay.
But interestingly, in Parshas Noach, when we talk about the Mabul and Noach at the Teva and during the flood, so Rashi in Parshas Noach brings the Medrash Rabbah over there, Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash over there is also bothered by the same question. Where did Noach have light in the Teva? And the Medrash brings the same two explanations. Either there was a window, or there was a precious stone that was giving off light. So it's the same two explanations as our Medrash over here. It's just interesting.
What do you need light for?
Yeah. Well, the Medrash said that he needed the light. It showed him everything that was in the sea and in the depths of the sea.
Well, why did he need to see the depths of the sea?
Stone is in the fish. How does he see outside of it?
No, that's not a question. If you have a flashlight, you could see outside. If you have a flashlight in your car, it could help you see things outside the car also.
So the eyes were also chalonot then, even though the light coming in.
But we're going to see what's the significance of Yonah seeing all these different... What did Yonah see while he was in the fish? We're going to see he took a tour of the coral reef and all kinds of interesting things. Amalei had dog Yona. The fish said to Yona, "Ainata yodeya sheba yomi leheyachal befiv shel Rav Yosson." Look, you think you're safe over here in the stomach of this big fish? The fish says to Yona, "Don't you know that today is my day to be eaten by the Rav Yosson?" We mentioned in the previous parak that all each of the taninim in the sea, each one has is given a specific day that's going to be the food for the Rav Yosson on that day. So the fish is telling Yonah, you should know that today I'm supposed to be eaten by the Rav Yosson. So don't think you're all safe over here. So Amar lo Yonah, halichini atzli. Yonah said to the fish, okay, bring me to the Rav Yosson. I'll take care of it for you. Let me talk to the Rav Yosson. Amar Yonah lo Rav Yosson. Yonah said to Rav Yosson, b'shvilcha yaradati. I came down to the depths of the sea because of you. Why? Liris mekay midorcha. To go and see the place where you live. Why? Because in the future I'm gonna come and put a rope down your throat and pull you out of the sea and shecht you for the great suda that's gonna be for the tzaddikim. So the Yonah is telling Rav Yosson, hey, I came to check it out. So in the future I'm gonna come back and capture you and kill you and feed you to the tzaddikim. Hera'u chaysamay shel Avraham, and also Yonah showed him the seal of Avraham Avinu, his bris milah. Omer habet labris, come look at the bris. Meaning Yonah is trying to show the fish, I'm a chashuv person, don't mess with me. V'ra'u Rav Yosson, and the Rav Yosson saw his bris. Ubarach mepnei Yonah mahalach shnei yamim. And the Rav Yosson ran away from Yonah a distance of 2 days. The Radas has an interesting Remez or Drush over here that 2 days is like it's talking about days of Hashem's years and it's 2,000 years and it's talking about how it means that the Geulah is gonna be within 2,000 years. It's not gonna be now. It's gonna be later. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what the Radal is saying, but the Radal has some sort of Drush about this. But there's a few interesting points over here. First of all, we're talking about this Suda HaGadosh al-Tzadikim. There's going to be a big, major Suda for Tzadikim. It's coming from a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Hei Amir Aleph. Amir Rabbi Yechanan. Amir Rabba Amir Rabbi Yechanan. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasei Suda LaTzadikim Mebisachay Shel Rav Yosson. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal for the Tzadikim out of the meat of the Rav Yosson. Also, the Gemara says a similar thing. It says that Hashem is going to bake a sukkah out of the skin of the Rav Yosson. That's a famous thing that we say that when we leave the sukkah on the last day of Sukkot. So we say, especially he rotsan, that we should be zeichet to sit in the oil of sukkah's oil of Yosson. But here the Gemara says that Hashem is going to make a meal for the tzaddikim out of the meat of the Rav Yosson. Now, it seems to be, from at least from Pirkei Avos over here, that it literally means that Hashem is going to do that, and make a meal for the tzaddikim, and they're going to eat the meat of the Rav Yosson. Because Yonah is sort of threatening the Rav Yosson, I'm going to come and shecht you, and bring you for this meal. I'm going to serve you for dinner. I said, it's not so pashut. The Rashba in Pirish HaGadus, Masechas Bava Basra, as well as Rabbeinu Bechaye, who was a Talmud of the Rashba, in Parshas Bereishis, he brings from the Rashba that It doesn't literally mean that people are going to come, all the tzaddikim are going to sit around and eat from the meat of the Lev Yassin. That's not what it means. Rather, they explain Api Kabbalah and different things. It doesn't mean what we think it means literally. It means it's really it's a remez or a mashal for something else, a higher level of existence or whatever. But it doesn't literally mean it. On the other hand, I found that the Pirush Rekeach al Torah, interestingly, in Parshas Bereishis, on the pasuk of Vayivra Elikim es Hataninim Hagdolim, which we said in Perek Tes, is talking about the creation of the Lev Yosson. So the Rekeach says, he says, all these guzmoy, kol guzmoy shenemru al Lev Yosson, all these different exaggerations that you heard about the Lev Yosson, all these different things where people exaggerate and say things about the Lev Yosson, MS, it's all true. It's all, and it's literally true. Umi yoichlo yisoy, and who's going to eat the Lev Yosson? Anshei Emes, the people of truth. Sho'eskin b'tayas Emes, who toil in the Torah of truth. And the Brekech says, all this is merumas in that pasuk. It says, Vayivra elikim es hataninim agadadim. Vayivra elikim es, the last letter of each of those three words is Aleph Mem Tav Emes. Vayivra elikim es. So the Rekeach seems to say that all of this is mamish true, like literally, the Talmidei Chachamim are going to, who are Isaac and Paris MS, it's the MS that they're going to eat from this Lev Yosson. Also, Rabbeinu Bechaye himself, we said before that he quotes from his Rebbe, the Rajba, that it's not meant to be taken literally, but Rabbeinu Bechaye himself, in at least three places, writes that it is literal. Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Bishalach, Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Dalet, in the Sefer Katakemach on the word Chosun, and in the Sefer Shulchan Shal Arba, the end of the Shar Revi'i, he writes that no, literally is going to be that people are going to eat from the Suda, the Tzadikim, they're going to literally eat from the Basar of the Lev Yosson. And Rabbeinu Bechaye also says an interesting thing that the meat of the Lev Yosson is something that's mesugal to make people seichel straight. It makes people. It makes you smart if you eat from the of the Lev Yosson. And also, the Ramah also says the Ramah has a sefer on Megillas Esther called Mechir Yayin. Mechir Yayin Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin. He also writes that it's literal. This suda of the Lev Yosson. So you see, it's a machlokes over here in Rishonim how to understand if this suda of the Lev Yosson is really going to happen literally, or it's a remez for something else. My friend, I have a good friend named Rav Tzvi Mordechai Liber. He wrote a sefer on Masechus Sukkah called Ateres Kadmonim. And his sefer on Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, he talks about this Suda of the Lev Yosson. And he brings more Rishonim that some say like this, some say like this, whether it's literal or not. For example, he brings that in the letters of the, there's a sefer called Yad Ramah, Masechus Sanhedrin. In the new print in the back, there's letters between the Ramah and the Rash Mishans. And over there, the Rash Mishans writes that it's literal, it's really going to happen, the Suda of the Lev Yosson. People are really going to eat from the meat of the Lev Yosson. And he says that it's going to happen by Yimei HaMashiach, and not in Olam Haba. There's a difference in the terminology between what we call Yimei HaMashiach and Olam Haba. Yimei HaMashiach, the Gemara says, Ein bein Olam Hazel Yimei HaMashiach, ala shibud malchias bilvad. Yimei HaMashiach is going to be exactly like what we're living in now. The only difference is going to be that we're not going to be subservient to Goyisha kings, we're going to be subservient to Mashiach. That's Yimei HaMashiach. On the other hand, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh is like two different. It's two different ways of existence. Olam Haba, the Gemara says, is there's no the people ain't achila leishtia. People don't. You're not going to eat. You're not going to drink. None of these things will exist. It'll be like a spiritual plane of existence, not a physical level of existence. So the Rash Mishans, that also Rav Avram ben Ahar Rav Avram ben Rambam in the end of his sefer Milchamas Hashem, writes the same thing, that this Suda is a literal Suda. It's going to happen, and it's going to be Yimei HaMashiach, not Ba'olam Haba, because Yimei HaMashiach people are still going to be eating. Other Mefarshim, my friend brings down Rav Aaron Meluniel, who is quoted over there in the Igres HaRamah, and also Rav David HaKechavi in Sefer HaBatim, they write, no, this supposed Suda is going to be in Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is going to be a time and a place when people won't be eating, they won't be eating and drinking. So they say that it's not literal, it's a mashal, it's something, it's talking about something greater. So we see already that it's a machlekes in the Rishonim.
Literal. And what's the point? I don't get it. So the tzaddiki were going to eat meat of a beast. So what? Let them eat cake.
It's supposed to let them eat cake. No, that was uttered by what's her name?
It's obviously something greater than that. Even if they're actually literally going to eat it, it means something.
Rabbeinu Bachayit says when I said over there that he said that it makes the people smarter. It doesn't literally mean it makes people. He says that means like because fish has to do with the sea and sea is like clarity. So when people eat from the fish of the Leviathan, it'll give you clarity. It'll clear up the different fogginess in the brain and give you straight sight. That's what Rabbeinu Bachayit says. There's one more nekuda about whether this thing is literal or not. In your edition of the Pirkei Avot Lazar, it has in the back a pirush from Rabbeinu Yedaya HaPnini. And he brings down these two explanations, whether it's literal or not meant to be literal. He's mesupik which mahalach to take. But he brings those two explanations. Fine, that's talking about whether this pseudo of the Leviathan is literal or not. Back to the Ikur Nekud over here is that Yonah was telling the Leviathan that you better be scared of me because I came down here to check you out so that in the future I'm going to be able to hunt you down and kill you and serve you to the tzaddikim for dinner. That's what Yonah said to the Leviathan. If you look in the Gemara, this same Gemara that we were talking about in the Bava Basra starts on Ayin Dalad Ben Bez and goes to Ayin Hayam Adalaf. It says Omer Kiyosu Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yechanan. He said, "Also, Gavriel lasses kenigia im Leviathan. Gavriel, the Malach, is going to make a kenigia with the Leviathan." Rashi says, "Kenigia means he's going to make hunting. He's going to turn him into a game, maybe. Tzedas chayas. He's going to capture him with a spear or something like that. Shneema or whatever. Hatim sheich Leviathan bechika uvechela tashkiel l'shenei." And the Gemara says, "Vil malik Kadosh Baruch Hu Israel ein yacholoi." If it wasn't that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would help Gavriel hunt down the Leviathan, he wouldn't be able to do it. Shenemar ha'oisa yigash charbay, which is the pasuk. Where did I see that pasuk bring down? Yeah, it's a pasuk that the Pirkei Avot Lazar is going to bring down in the next parak about the Leviathan. But it seems from the Gemara that Gavriel is going to hunt down the Leviathan la'asid lovei, not Yonah. So I was bothered by this question. It seems to be a contradiction between the Gemara that says Gavriel is going to do it and Pirkei Avot Lazar, which says that Yonah is going to do it. So I was looking around for a question that answer this. I found two sources. One is Rabbi Eliyahu HaKoyin of Izmir, who wrote a pirush called It's called V'loy Oid Ela on Pirkei Avot Lazar, but he also wrote V'loy Oid Ela on a few other midrashim. Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Vayikra, he asks this question. The steer between the Gemara and Pirkei Avot Lazar, and he says when Pirkei Avot Lazar says that Yonah is going to hunt down the Leviathan, it doesn't literally mean that Yonah is going to do it. It means Yonah is going to help Gavriel the Malach do it. So that's how he answers the question. And the Leshem, you know who the Leshem was? He was the grandfather of Rav Eliashiv. It was a big mekubal. So the Leshem in his Sefer Adeya Chelik Beis asks this question. And he says the whole answer that I don't begin to understand. Api Kabbalah, whatever. Something that Yonah is Midas Gevurah and Gavriel is Midas Gevurah. So somehow that answers the question exactly. I don't exactly know what he's talking about. But one day we'll be able to be Zaycha to understand these things and it will be Pashut. Fine.
Amen.
That's right. Let's go weiter. Fine. So we got rid of the Leviathan is not going to come chase after Yonah's fish right now. Omar loy. So now the fish said to Yonah, "Harei hitzalticha mipiv shel Leviathan." No, Omar loy. Sorry, Yonah said to the fish, "Harei hitzalticha mipiv shel Leviathan. I saved you from the mouth of the Leviathan. Now you're not going to be eaten by the Leviathan." Harei ni ma kol ma shebeyamu batahimis. Please show me all these things that exist in the sea and in the depths of the sea. I want to see everything. Mr. Fish, I saved you. Now you owe me, so help me out. Show me everything. Fine. V'herehu nahar gadol shel meimei ukyanus. So the fish showed Yonah the river that goes into the Atlantic Ocean. Shnemer Tahaimi Seveveni. The Radal makes a cheshbon that Yonah was leaving from Yafo, and Yafo is on the coast of the Mediterranean. So the fish took Yonah to the place the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic Ocean. In other words, the Straits of Gibraltar, I guess. That's what he showed him. Then the Hariyahu Yamsuf, Shavar B'Sarech Yisrael, he showed him the Yamsuf, for Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Shnemar, Suf Chavush L'Reishi, Verohu Mikoyim Mishbere Yom, V'Galov Yetim Menu. And then the fish took Yonah and showed him the place where the sea is the strongest, and from where the waves come out. Shnemar, Kol Mishberecha V'Galecha Olai Avaru. And then the fish showed Yonah the pillars of the land and where it stands up. Because we said before in Pirkei Avot Lazar, where was it? Maybe in Perek Hey, I think it was maybe. That we said that the earth is on top of the sea like a canopy. So then there were like these things holding it up. We didn't know what it meant. But whatever it means, that's what the fish showed Yonah. Shenemer, Ha'aretz Bricha Ba'adi Lo'ilam. Ve'erohu Gehenem. The fish showed Yonah Gehenem. Shenemer, Vatam Ishachas Chayai Hashem Elikoi. He brought me down from the depths of destruction. He brought my life, Hashem, my God. Ve'erohu She'el Tachtis. And the fish showed Yonah She'el Tachtis, which is like an even lower level of Gehenna. It's like the real strong part of Gehenna. Shenamar, Miben Sheol Shivati Shamati Koili. From the stomach of the Sheol, I called out and you heard my voice. Veherohu Heichal Hashem. And the fish showed Yonah the Beis Hamikdash, where the Beis Hamikdash was. Shenamar, Lekitzve Horim Yeradeti. To the gathering of mountains, I went down. And says the Medrash, Mikan anu lemedim shirushalayim al shiva harim hi ayimetes. From here we learn that Yerushalayim is sitting on seven mountains. Because it says a gathering of mountains, and that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Radal interestingly says that the Vilna Gaon takes out this line about the seven mountains. It says in No Shaychus. The Radal in parentheses says that maybe it's talking, he gives seven names of mountains that have to do with Yerushalayim. It says maybe that's what it's talking about. There's Har Tzion, Har Amoria, Har HaKodesh, Har Tzvi Kodesh, Har Beis Hashem, Har Hashem Tzvokis, and Har Meroim Harim. These are seven names that we find in Tanakh that are given for the mountain that the Beis Hamikdash is given on, was built on. And the Radal says that maybe this is a remnant to that in the seven mountains that the Beis Hamikdash is built on. This is Har Azesim, of course, is not in Yerushalayim, so that's not, well, it wasn't in ancient Yerushalayim at least, and that's not counted in these seven mountains. Fine. Herohu Evan Shisia Kvua Batahim is Tachas Eichel Hashem. The fish showed Yonah the Evan Shisia, the foundation stone that's set in the depths underneath the Beis Hamikdash, and that was the stone that the world was created from. We're going to see later on in Perek Lamed Hey that Pirkei Avot Lazar talks about this Evan Shisia. That was, you know, in the second Beis Hamikdash they didn't have the Aron, they just had the Evan Shisia in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay. Ubnei Koyach Oynum Mispalin Aleha, and the sons of Koyach are standing and davening over there under the ground. They're davening next to the Evan Shisia, and the Radal says that this is like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that in the future the sons of Koyach are going to come back. There's a whole machlikas over there. If the sons of Koyach are Einlam Chaylik Olam Haba, they died or this or that. So this is going with that sheet. Because before she passed,
Vnei Koyach
LeMesu.
Yeah. And they wrote Tehillim afterwards.
Right, that's also it's brought in Chazal.
There's some of the seven that wrote.
Right.
So that's not agreed upon by everyone.
Right. Okay. Now, this next part, there's three different ways to explain what happened in the next part of the story. Pirkei Avot Lazar goes one way, and then there's two other ways. There's two other versions of the story. So we're going to read Pirkei Avot Lazar, and then we're going to speak out all the other explanations and discuss them. Omer Eloi Hadag, the fish said to Yonah, Yonah, Hare Ata Oimi Tachas Hegel Hashem. Behold, you are standing underneath the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary of God. Hispalo v'atanana. You're over here, go pray, go daven, and you'll be answered. Amar Yonah l'adog, so Yonah said to the fish, Amoid bimkoim amdecha. Stay still in the place where you're standing right now. Don't swim around. Stay over here. Shani mevakesh hispalo, because I want to daven. Amar hadog, so the fish came to a standstill. V'hischol Yonah l'hispalo afnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Yonah began to pray in front of Hashem. For Amar, he said in front of him, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Nikreisa Moirid Umayla, you are called one who brings things down and one who brings things up. The Radal says it's a pasuk in Shmuel in the Tefillah of Chana. Hashem meimis semechaye morid shoel v'yal. Hashem brings life and kills and brings life. Hashem brings down and brings up. Yeradati, I fell down. Haleini, bring me. I fell down. Bring me up. Nikreisa meimis semechaye. Hashem, you are called the one who kills and brings to life. Harei nafshi yigia l'mavis. My soul has come to the point of death. Hachayeni, bring me to life. V'loy na'ana, and Hashem didn't answer him, until these words came out of his mouth. V'amar, Yonah said, Asher nodarti ashalema. This which I promised you, I will fulfill. Meaning, Asher nodarti l'halois es levyasin v'lezbechase l'fanecha. This that I promised, that I'm going to pull out the levyasin from the sea and shecht him in front of you, ashalem b'yem Yeshua Yisrael, and I promise that I'm going to fulfill that promise on the day the Klal Yisrael is saved, meaning La'asid Lover, Yenis Mashiach. Miyad, Romez HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem made up a remez to the fish, V'hishlech as Yonah, and the fish threw out Yonah, Shinamar says in the Pasuk, V'yerma Hashem la'dog, V'yake as Yonah el ha'yabasha. Hashem spoke to the fish, and it spit out Yonah to the dry land. So that's how Yonah got. Basically, what happened in a nutshell is that they were under the Beis HaMikdash, and the fish turns to Yonah and says, "No, Mr. Yonah, you're here under the Beis HaMikdash. This is the best time for you to daven. Go daven." The fish gave him an etzah to go daven. Yonah davened, and Hashem saved him, and the fish spit him out, and he ended up back on dry land. That's basically the story over here in Pirkei Avos Eliezer.
It seems like Yonah has a new perspective on life at this stage. Like when he left, was thrown into the sea, whatever, he was running away. He didn't want to do his job, and he had his reasons for it. But it appears like while he was in the fish, whatever, he saw wonders that he'd never seen before, and he was like, it seems like he was rejuvenated, and he comes out and he doesn't have the same problem he had when he went in.
That's right.
That's what it appears. It wasn't as if while he was there, he dafka had to do tshuva. It doesn't sound like this was tshuva at all.
So I'll tell you like this. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar said, like, what did Yonah do wrong? What Yonah did wrong was that he made his own cheshbon. Like, what am I supposed to, Hashem told me to do this. What am I supposed to do? He made his whole cheshbon, and he came out that I should run away. I shouldn't go. Fine. And that's why he escaped and tried to get out of the whole thing. Over here, when he's under the sea and all these things and he sees all these wonders and these nisim. Let's say he's reminded of Kriyas Yamsuf, and he sees the wonders of how Gehenim works and how the seas, the powers of the seas, and he's under the holy places. He realized that there's something greater than him. There's something working over here that's beyond your own seichel.
What's my cheshven?
Something beyond my cheshven. There's things that I can't understand. Hashem sent me to go to Nineveh. Okay, api cheshven, it doesn't make sense. I don't want to cause pain to Klal Yisrael, like we said last week, and I don't want to bring about. But no, Hashem did send me. Okay, I'm going to do it. It's beyond me. I'm not the person to make cheshvenus like that. That's sort of what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says. So you're right. You're touching on that nekuda.
But it's dafka not a tshuva the way we understand the tshuva. You know, tshuva. It's there's no in terms of the various points of to do tshuva. That's not here at all.
Right.
It's like he's refreshed.
Right.
It's a different perspective.
I mean, your tshuva is like if you did an avera, so you do tshuva. Here, not necessarily was what Yonah did an avera,
right.
Even. It's not pashat if you only did what you would call like an iser. It's something that's usr. It's not clear if this is considered kavish nevuasa or whatever. It's not clear because we mentioned last week that
we agreed that after this all this experience he was already ready to do whatever Hashem commanded him to do, like before all that happened or not.
What do you mean?
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Tshuva.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
No, but I'm saying tshuva implies that you did an avera. Here it's not an avera. Just he was coming from the wrong mindset. Hashem is helping him get back to the right mindset.
You're right. If he was needed to do some tshuva,
right.
Some level of tshuva. That's the level of tshuva.
Right.
Let's call it something else, which is not the word. Let's call it tshuva.
I mean, we do read Yonah as the maftir and Yom Kippur in the afternoon. We know that Yonah has to do with tshuva. So this is the way the
Yonah has to do with doing whatever Hashem
tells you to do without making your cheshbon.
Wants you to do without questioning.
Right. Exactly. Fine. So that, in a nutshell, that's the story over here. That the fish told Yonah, you should take advantage of your situation over here under the Beis Hamikdash, daven. And then you'll be answered, and he davened, and he was answered, and that's basically the end of the story from Yonah's perspective over here. The Yalkut Shemayni in Sefer Yonah, and it's also brought in Rashi in Sefer Yonah and other Rishonim, and also it's printed in Eitzer Midrashim in the Medrash Yonah, has a slightly different version of this story over here. And it's interesting because Yalkut Shemayni in Remez Tav Kuf Nun in Sefer Yonah brings this entire parak, Pirkei Avos Eliezer, even it brings a little bit of the last parak, which talks about like a few things that happened on Thursday, then it talks about this which happened on Thursday, and it goes exactly word for word, the whole parak, except in the middle, basically word for word, in the middle, instead of what we just said before, it has like a whole nother story about Yonah with the fish, and then it continues off from the middle of Yonah's tefillah. So I'm going to read to you what it says in the Yalkut Shemoni's version of the story. And the last thing we said was the Bnei Korach were there by the Evan Shisiyah, and they were davening. And then it says like this: V'ayah Yonah shleisha yamin v'shleisha leiles b'mei hadog. Yonah was in 3 days and 3 nights in the innards of the fish. V'lo yispal, and he didn't daven. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani herchavti le'mokem b'mei dog zochar kedush le'yitzar. Hashem said, I made room for him in the innards of a male fish so that he won't have pain. V'lo yispal, he's not even davening. Ani mezamein doga mu'uberes. I'm going to prepare for him a female doga who's pregnant. Shin Samechei Alofim Revovis Dogim Ketanim, that has inside of her 365,000 fish, little fish, inside her innards. Kedushi Yitzdayer V'Yitzpar Alofanei, so that Yonah will have, won't be so comfortable in there, and then he'll want to daven. Why? Because the Kedush Baruch Hu desires the prayers of Tzadikim. At that moment, Hashem prepared for him a pregnant fish. Hashem prepared for a pregnant fish. So the female fish said to the male fish, "Ish navi shebimeyacha shogarti kodesh baruch hu leboloi." That prophet man that's in your stomach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent me to swallow him. So you spit him out, and I'll swallow him. If you spit him out, okay, good. Then you spit him out, I'll swallow him, it'll be good. If you don't spit him out, I'm going to swallow you, and then since he's in your stomach, you'd be in my stomach, then I'll have him. So the male fish said to the female fish, who said that what you're telling me is true? Maybe Hashem didn't send you to swallow Yonah. I'm not going to spit out the Navi just so you could swallow him. Who said that's true? Omer Leviathan. Speak to Leviathan. It's Leviathan. They went to Leviathan. Omer Loi Doga The female fish said to Leviathan, Leviathan, Melech al kol degei hayam, Mr. Leviathan, the king of all the fish in the sea. Don't you know that Hashem sent me to the male dog so that I could swallow this prophet man that's in his innards? The Leviathan said, yeah. So the fish said to the male fish said to Leviathan, oh, when did you hear that Hashem sent this female fish? I heard this in the 3 hours we said before that Hashem plays with the Leviathan. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Hashem plays with the Leviathan the 3 hours of the day. So this Leviathan saying back, it's going to Avodah Zarah. So Leviathan saying back, I heard that during those 3 hours that I was playing with Hashem. I don't know what that means, but when I was playing with Hashem, that's when I heard that Hashem is sending a female fish to take the Navi. Miad paltai ubalasai. So the male fish spit out Yonah and Ubalasai Hadaga, and the female fish swallowed Yonah. And Yonah was in a lot of pain because it was squishy and it was dirty in the female fish. Miad kiven liba betfila, and so Yonah was mechaven his lave for davening. Shneema bispal Yonah v'chulu b'mei Hadaga, and from the inside of the Daga. Omar gives a whole tefillah that Yonah said. Shall I read it? Or it's boring. Rebbein Ha'alami, Master of the Universes, Ana Eilech Meyuchecha, from where can I go from your spirit? How can I escape you? V'ana Mipanecha Evach, from where can I run away from you? Imasak Shai Vechu, Ata Melech HaKalam Amlocha, you're the king over all the kingdoms. V'adin Kol Reg Zeitevel, you're the master over the whole world. Kisecha Shemei Shomayim, V'eretz Hadim Raglecha, Your chair is the heavenly of the heavens, and the land is your ottoman. Remember, we said the chair, the footstool. Malchuscha b'marayim, your kingdom is in the highest places. Memshalatcha ba'emek, and you rule in the deepest places. Ma'isei kol ha'adam geluyim lefanecha, the deeds of all men are revealed in front of you. But taluma is called gever purusha islocha, and the hidden things of all people of all men are explained to you. Dachei kol adam atachiker, the ways of every person you investigate. Umitzadei kol chayat abaychin, and the paths of all living things you check out. Sisrei kloyes atayedea, the secrets of the kidneys you know. Roz, because the Gemara says that the kidneys gives itza. So the eighth could be like a hidden thing. Raze levaris atamevin, the secrets of the hearts you understand. Kol mistorim gluim lefanecha, all hidden things are revealed in front of you. Ein taluma islifnei kisei chvaydecha, there's nothing hidden from in front of your the chair of your holiness, the throne of your holiness. Ve'ein nista mineged einecha, nothing is hidden from opposite your eyes. Call Raz at the Seder, you put in order all the secrets. B'chol dover at the Sach, and everything you speak about. B'chol hakayim at the Sham, every place you are there. Einecha tzufos roim v'tovim, your eyes see all good and all bad. B'bekasha mimcha aneni mibetin she'eru, please, I request from you, please answer me from the depths of the stomach of the Sha'ol, which is said is the level of Mekahenim. V'yishieni b'mensula, and save me from the depths of the sea. V'tavoy bi'aznecha shavosi, and my calling out should reach your ears. U'malei bakashosi, and should fulfill my request. Sha'atu yeshiv barachayk v'shemeya b'karev, because you're sitting far away and you're listening as if things are close. Nikresa ma'ala u'mayrid, you're called ma'ala and ma'rid, and then it goes on and says the exact same thing as the Armadish Pirkei Avos. In a nutshell, this version of the Medrash is saying that first Yonah was in the male, in a dog, in a male fish, and then the dog basically spit him out to a female fish, and then it wasn't comfortable in the female fish, and that prompted him to start davening, and then he davened, and then the same end of the story, Hashem let him out.
That's all the Mefarshim
of that bring, right? Not like Pirkei Avos. They bring this a different story. So where's the Yalkut Shemayin, this Medrash coming from? The Yalkut Shemayin, this Medrash. If you look good in the Pesukim, there's a reason why they're saying this. It's a drush in the Pesukim. Because it says like this. in the beginning of Perek Beis in Yonah, it says, "Vayiman Hashem dog gadol." Hashem prepared a big fish livloya es Yonah to swallow Yonah. Vayhi Yonah b'mei a dog shlosh yamim shlosh leilos. It was in the fish's innards 3 days and three nights. Vayispel Yonah Hashem alikov b'mei a dog gadol. Yonah prayed to Hashem from the innards of the dog gadol. Here it's, all of a sudden it says the word doga. It doesn't say the word dog. So that prompted the Midrash to see, wait, there's two things happening here. First we're talking about he was in a dog, and then when for 3 days, and then it says when he was davening, he was in a doga. So that's why the Midrash wanted to say that he was in there for 3 days, and Hashem...
Exactly, that order.
What?
It probably was also not the same chronological order. Before he was in the dog, and then the dog. But it says in
Yonah,
dog, and then doga.
Right.
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
The same sequence that we see in Yonah.
No, that's what I'm saying. In the Pesukim, it says that he was swallowed by a dog, and he was in the dog for 3 days, and then he was davening from the dog, from the inside of the doga.
That's what I'm saying. He was in the dog after, not before. Before he was davening.
Why?
No, he was praying because he was trapped in there, because there were children in there.
Right.
Oh, is that the second one? Is it Dago?
Yeah.
Also
the second one prompted him to pray finally, because there was no room. Up until that point, he
had breakfast. He was in a hotel.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that discussion with the two, fish, like the Leviathan and.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting.
The big fish was the male trying to swallow Yonah because he was commanded to do so.
Right.
And he was already inside the Dago.
No, he was in the dog, and the dog came and said, "You should spit him out and let me swallow him." And the dog is like, "Oh, why should I do that? Maybe you're lying." So the dog is like, "Okay, go ask Leviathan." So Leviathan said, "Yeah, Hashem really said that the dog should take over now instead of the dog."
He was privy to what was going on.
Right.
He played three hours a day. Mm-hmm.
So that's
he hears things up there.
So that's this version of the Medrash that dog means male fish and doga means female fish, and the story goes along like that. So we have two versions of the story. Now there's the third version. The third version is in the Zohar in Parshas Bishalach on page Memchas Maralf. The Zohar says Yonah was in the fish and the fish died. And then, and for 3 days, he was inside this dead fish, and all the other fish were like surrounding it and threatening to eat it, and Yonah was getting very scared. And then he started davening. And then, and Yonah davened that the fish should come back to life, and the fish came back to life. Yeah, that's what the Zohar says. And Rabbi Bachaye in Karakemach also goes with this explanation of the Zohar, that's what happened. And he doesn't quote the Zohar, which is interesting. Because he lived before the Zohar was printed, possibly, before the Zohar was published, possibly. Anyway, so Rabbi Bachai also goes with this mahalach that it was alive and then it died and then he davened for it to come back to life. And Rabbi Bachai explains that's the pshat in the psukim. First it says dog, because dog means fish, and then it says he prayed from the meimei hadaga, from the innards of the daga. The word daga, says Rabbi Bachai, means dead fish. Dog means fish, doga means dead fish. He brings the pasuk in our parsha. It says in this week's parsha, in parsha's va'era, it said va'dog by makas dam. It says va'doga shebayor meva va'ivash hayor. The doga that was in the river died, and the river started smelling. So he says that doga means dead fish. So that's the mahalach of Rabbeinu Bachai.
Died.
What?
Dog, there's a living dog that died.
Right.
And it became known, that's the name of
that. It's called Daga, even though it was alive.
Hello?
If you see the pasuk.
No.
When he prayed from the belly of the Daga, it was dead.
We're talking about three psukim over here. We're going to talk about a fourth one in a moment, but three psukim. Hashem prepared a dog gadol. Yeah, the dog gadol, and Yonah was inside the dog. Right? So it says dog. For 3 days. Oh, he's saying it was when it says it was in there for 3 days.
No,
here. Because it should say, because it already died at the point that he was there for 3 days.
No, I was saying in this week's parsha, was saying that the river, the fish died.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's
the
same thing.
Died.
The dog died. So that tells you that dog doesn't mean died.
Right.
Right.
So what's What's the?
You're asking a good question. Saying it's you see in the pasuk the exact opposite. That Dagon means it's alive.
I'll
mention a similar question and his answer could be the same as answer for you. But Be'ezus Hashem. So we have the Medrash that says dog means male and dog means female. We have the Zohar and Rabbeinu Bachaya that's going with dog means alive and dog means dead. And we have Pirkei Avot Lazar, which doesn't say anything about two fish, b'chlal. It doesn't. Our Medrash doesn't seem to darshan anything about if the fish is dead or alive or male or female. No two fish. It's just a straight thing that the fish told Yonah when they were under the basically there's go daven and he daven and that was it. So let's ask the question like this: What does Pirkei Avot Lazar do with the fact that it says dog and doga? So the Radak in Sefer Yonah says that the word dog and doga it's the same thing. It's just sometimes it's written like Lashon Zohar, sometimes it's written like Lashon Nekeva, but it's more or less it's the same thing. We're not makbid about that. Okay, you could say that Pirkei Avot Lazar understood it like that. Right, so there's a Gemara really that talks about this, a very interesting Gemara, and the Mefarshim on it are even a little bit even more interesting. We'll just speak about this. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara in Nedarim says like this: that if a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat dog shani tayim also begedolim umutar bektanim. If you make a neder, you're not going to eat dog. You're also to eat big fish, but you're allowed to eat small fish. Doga, if you make another, you're not going to eat doga. Then you're also to eat small fish, but you're mutter to eat big fish. So basically, the Gemara is saying that dog means big fish, doga means small fish. Yeah. So then the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Papa L'Abaye. How do you know that dog means big fish? Because it says in the pasuk, our pasuk over here, Vayiman Hashem dog gadol v'loya esyayna. Hashem appointed a big fish to swallow Yonah. V'haksiv, it says in another pasuk, V'yitzpal Yonah Hashem Elikov Mimei Hadaga. The Yonah davened to Hashem from inside the daga. So you see that daga also means big fish because Yonah was inside a daga. One second. So the Gemara answers, Holy Kasha, this is not a Kasha. Dilma Palti Dagodo Ubali Dag Katan. Maybe a big fish swallowed Yonah, and then the big fish spit him out, and a small fish swallowed him, and that's why first it says dog, because dog is a big fish, and then it says doga, because vis-a-vis the first fish, the second fish was a smaller fish. So, yeah.
Compared to the
first one, it's a smaller fish. Yeah, the Gemara said, "How do you just to speak out your point? How do you know that that dog means big fish? Because it says in the pasuk, Vayiman Hashem dog gadol v'loya esyayna, a big fish to swallow Yonah. So it says the Meloy Haroyim on the Gemara Nedarim. It says, I mean, it's the pasuk says dog gadol, a big fish. Now, if dog means gadol, so why does it have to say dog gadol? It should have just said dog, because dog means gadol." Huh? Similar to your type of question. And he answers, you can only make such a deal when you're talking about halachas. When you're talking about a story and the Torah adds an extra word and you want to be medayik that if we didn't have that extra word you wouldn't have known that thing, you don't say that when the Torah is saying a story. You only make such a deal when the Torah is saying a halacha. I think this is a big klal. From the Meloy Haroyim Nedarim Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So it's the same thing with what you're saying. Chami, the doga died. You're saying, oh, that sounds like Duggan means alive. But no, it's saying over the story. That's what happened.
It's going both ways. Right. To make a dip like I did.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Make a dip like a, you know, the other way around.
Because when we're talking about dead fish, we use the word Duggan.
It's exactly like a dead fish. You can say that.
Yeah. I don't know. Really what I wanted to do is take a kunkansi and go through and see it, every time it says the word daga, does it really mean dead fish? But I didn't have a chance to do that. Well, so then the Gemara asks another question. The Gemara is saying dog means big fish, daga means small fish, right? So then the Gemara asks from this pasuk that we're just talking about, Elo the hadaga shebayor mesa, from that pasuk in this week's parasha. where it says by Makas Dam that the Daga died. So if the word Daga means small fish and Dog means big fish, Ktanim Mesu, Gdelim Le Mesu, only the small fish died, but the big fish didn't die by Makas Dam? No, they all died. So the Gemara says, Ela Daga Mashma Gdelim Mashaktanim, Udam Allah Khawashim Le Adam. So the Gemara says, really, rather the word Daga doesn't have any implications. It could be mashed with big fish, it could be mashed with small fish, and it's the same thing. Basically, the Gemara is saying Daga and Dog is the same thing, it doesn't mean anything. And in regards to the Nedarim, so it makes a difference in Halacha, because in the Nedarim you go after usage, and the way people use the word Daga, and the way they use Daga, it means different things. But in when we're talking about Pesukim, the Pesukim use Daga and Daga to mean the same thing. So that's Pesukim Pekut Abelezer, that doesn't dash in anything. Because the Gemara is saying, Daga and Daga mean the same thing. Interestingly, I was just thinking about this before. My wife told me once, I don't know if this says this anywhere, but she says that if you see two animals, one's a male and one's a female, but you don't know which one is which, B'derekhal, the bigger one is the male and the smaller one is the female. I don't know where she got that from or whatever, but... Because they have these two geese down there by building 42, I think it was. They have two geese. The big one and the small one. So the big one is the male one, and the small one is the mechet. That's the way it is.
Sometimes it works, you know, the other way around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever insects we have, like the male is really small and the female is
big. Right, like a bee. The bees are supposed to.
The queen. Every
male serves
the queen.
That's right.
Depends on.
It's like humans.
What type of society you're
in. Yeah. Very open
one. Everyone else.
Very good. So like the Gemara, the Gemara is saying Dog and Doga is big and small, and then the Gemara doesn't say anything about male and female. But okay, that's the Gemara. Could be that's the Pshat and Pirkei Blizzard as well. But what's interesting is like this. Later on in the Pesukim, at the end of the story, when Yonah gets spit back onto the dry land, so the Pasuk says like this. This is Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Hashem la-dog, vayokeas Yonah el ha-yabasha. Hashem spoke to the dog, and it spit Yonah back onto the dry land. So now this Pasuk we have to deal with according to all the explanations that we said. According to Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we're only talking about one fish, and fish just gave Eitzah, and we're not darshing dog and daga, so there's no question over here. Fine. According to the Medrash that says that first he was in a male fish, okay, we'll leave it for a moment, but according to the Zohar, that says first he was in a fish, and then it died, and then it came back to life, also we don't have a question over here, because first it says dog because it was alive, then it says daga because it was dead, and now it says at the end dog again because it's alive again, because he died for it to come back to life, and it came back to life, so fine. So here it says dog, it makes sense. But according to this explanation from the Midrashim that Rashi and all the other Mefarshim in Yonah bring down, that first he was in a male fish, and then there was too much room for him, so Hashem put him in a female fish, so that he would daven. So why does it say after he finished davening, Hashem spoke to the dog, and the dog spit him out? It should say he spoke to the dog, because Yonah was in a dog, not in a dog. He was in a female fish at this point. So the Mefarshim say, the Metzudas in Sefer Yoina, the Marsha over here in the Darim, and the Medrash Talpiyos on the word Yoina, they all say the same thing, that Yoina was, according to this Medrash, the way you have to understand is, first Yoina was in the dog, and then the male fish, and it was too much room for him, then Hashem had him spit out and put into the female fish, the Daga, and that's when he started davening. And then, once he started davening, Hashem put him back in the male fish. Then it says dog when he got spit out. He got spit out by a dog because he went back to the first fish. That's what these three Mefarshim say. Mitzudas, the Marsha, and the Medrash Talpiyos. However, the Marsha asks like this. I don't understand. Why did Hashem have him put back in the original in the original male fish?
Because he prayed.
He was commanded to be the one to spit him out.
So one second. So that's the Marsha leaves off with a question. The Marsha writes, he asks this question, he says, V'yesh li'yashiv. There's an answer, but he doesn't want to say the answer. The Marsha doesn't, it's not uncommon for the Marsha to ask a question, and instead of giving the answer, he just says, there's an answer, V'yesh li'yashiv. There's a sefer from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, it's called Yishuv Adas. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's one of his first svarim that he wrote. something like 60 years ago or something like that, called Yishuv Adas, where he goes through every time the Maharsha asks a question and says Yesh Liyashiv, he explains what the answer is. In Sefer Yishuv Adas, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings this Maharsha and he says the answer is like this, that Hashem only appointed to swallow Yonah a dog. Like we said in our Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, this dog, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings this, that Hashem, this dog is Mamunah Ayisai HaDog Levlei HaSeinu Mishishis Mei Breishis. It was already appointed from Shishis Mei Breishis. This dog, right? That was what Hashem appointed to swallow Yonah. Just, there was a side thing. Hashem wanted him to daven, he wasn't davening. So in order to get rid of that issue, Hashem put him in a female fish. The moment he started davening, you don't have that issue anymore. So he went back to the dog that was originally supposed to house him. That's what Chaim Kanievsky says. Gishmaka, shtickle pilpul over here. I don't agree with him bringing Pirkei Rabbi Elazar as a raya to this, because Pirkei Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold that there were two fish. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that it said, oh, there was this dog was set aside from Sheshes and Mebrashes. So that tells you that, like, even if there were two fish and he went to the female fish because he wasn't davening, so that he would go back to the male fish, because Pirkei Rabbi Elazar doesn't say there were two fish. There was only one fish. So you don't have a raya from Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. But that's from Chaim Kanievsky's teretz. The Chassam Seif also says a teretz that Hashem, it doesn't say that the dog spit out Yonah. It says Hashem spoke to the dog and it spit out Yonah. So it could be what happened was Hashem spoke to the dog to tell the dog to spit out Yonah. The Chassam Seif has a whole thing about that Hashem doesn't speak directly to females. And there's kasha from different neviyos or whatever, but you can look at the Chassam Seif over there in Nedarim Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Where am I?
Also explains the big dog's reticence not to just spit Yonah out when the female was to him, because he was appointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Task since creation.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this. Why is he going to do that now?
Tom, also, I have another question that I had. According to this medrash, that dog means male fish and doga means female fish, so you can ask again the Gemara's question. By Makas Dam, it says that doga shebiyar mesa, the doga that was in the river died. So you ask like what Gemara asked. So only the female fish died by Makas Dam, and the male fish didn't die by Makas Dam. It's the same thing that the Gemara asked. If you're learning that dog and doga is big and small, so you can ask the same question. I don't know. Fine, let's finish off the story over here. Ro hamalachim, we're up to the words, Ro hamalachim es kol ha'isis v'anifloyis ha'gedoyleis shasa kadish baruch leim yayna. The sailors that were originally on the same boat as Yonah, they saw all these signs and these wondrous things, these great wondrous things that Hashem did with Yonah. Apparently they also saw when the fish ended up spitting him out. The Red Dots maybe went back to where they were before and caught up with the boat just so they could show these people. What did they do? Each guy got up and he threw his god into the sea. According to Targum Yonis, and we said last week, they already did this when there was a storm. But here the Medrash is saying that they dafka did it now. They threw their idols into the sea. Shenemar, Mishamrim Hevli Shav Chazdam Yazivu. They forsook their Hevli Shav, their vanities of profanity. V'chazru liyafoi, what did these people do? They went back to Yafo. V'alu liyushalayim, and then they took a bus and went to Yerushalayim. Umolu es b'sar arlosom, and they circumcised themselves. Shinemar v'yiru hamalochim yiru gedolo es Hashem v'yizbuch osevach Hashem. The sailors had a great fear of Hashem, and they brought a zevach to Hashem, they brought a korban to Hashem. The Radal points out that this pasuk was actually written before the whole story of Yonah getting swallowed by the fish. But we're dashing it in sort of a sequential order. The pasuk just wanted to say it earlier because it just wanted to finish off what happened with the sailors and then just talk about Yonah. But here we're saying the story in chronological order. So they went back, so they went to Yerushalayim, and then they gave themselves a circumcision, and we're going to see that they became gerim. But it's an interesting nekuda that's pointed out over here. It says dafka, they went to Yafo and they went back to Yerushalayim, and they went up to Yerushalayim, and then they circumcised themselves. Why didn't they, if they wanted to become gerim, why didn't they circumcise themselves right there on the spot on the boat? You want you 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 Shehui mitzvah lima shehinan. The Gemara says that when a ger decides he wants to become a ger, miyad mekablan they say shehui mitzvah lima shehinan. They don't wait. So why don't they do it there?
Wait, court.
Oh, so Gvuras Yitzchak from Rav Yitzchak Saratskin Shlita, and it's safer, not Gvuras Yitzchak, Rinas Yitzchak. Why did I write Gvuras Yitzchak? That's a mistake. Rinas Yitzchak on Sefer Yoina, he writes that because we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Gerus and Yeridei Simin Reish Samaches, that when a ger does a circumcision, l'chadchila has to be done in front of three dayanim. B'di'evet, if it's done in front of one Jew, that's good enough. But over here, Yonah is not around. Yonah was in the sea and tossed off into dry land already. Yonah was in the sea. There's definitely no Bezdin on the boat. So they decided to wait till they got to Yerushalayim. They went in front of the Bezdin. So l'chadchila, they did the bris milah like that. Oh. So it says in the pasuk that they at fear of Hashem, vayizbichu zevach Hashem. They offered sacrifices to Hashem. Now the word zevach or zvachim, b'derech klal, I think we mentioned this before in the perek. Perek Tes, I believe we mentioned this, that the word zevach is mashma a korban shlamim. Masha'enkin oila is a korban oila. So it says vayizbichu zevach. They made a zevach. Zevach is a korban shlamim. But we know that we don't accept korban shlamim from a guy. We only accept a korban oila from a guy. But halo en mikavel zevach min a guy. We don't mikavel zevach a shlamim from a guy. Rather, what happened? Ella, what does it mean vayizbichu zevach? They slaughtered a zevach. Elu zehu dam bris shehu kadam zevach. What it means that they slaughtered a zevach doesn't mean literally a zevach. It's talking about the dam bris, a bris mila, which is like the dam of a zevach. The way I would say it is that
a korban a
toda is a type of a shlamim. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. We the pasuk in the beginning of parshas in parshas yeah, Vayikra. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra says, "Adam kiyakiv mikem." That's the introduction to korbanos, the ending of korbanos. The Adam kiyakiv mikem, a man when he brings from himself korban laHashem, he brings a korban laHashem, whatever. Mina ksavim mina izim, right? But it says Adam kiyakiv mikem. If you translate the pasuk super literally, it means a man when he brings from himself. A korban, like the Ramban talks about in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the Indian of a korban is that a person is supposed to look at it like he's getting slaughtered. A person brings something from himself to Hashem. That's a way of getting closer to Hashem. Korban means to become close, karev, right? So a bris milah is the exact same thing as a korban. A person is but here it's even more than a, he's literally giving from himself to Hashem. A korban, you bring from your flock, or you pay some money from your pocket, and you bring a korban. Here, he's literally giving up from himself to be closer to Hashem. So that's what it means that dam bris shehu kedam zevach. The dam of the bris milah is like a dam of a korban shlamim. Interestingly, we have the Mishnah in Avos. The Torah, we know what Torah is. We know gemilas chasadim. We know gilas. What's avoda? So avoda is korbanos. That's called avodah. So the question is, what about nowadays? If the world only exists on these three things, nowadays we only have two out of three. There's no korbanos. Huh? Oh, so that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, what you just said. That we have tefillah, so tefillah is avodah nowadays. But the Moshe of Zakenim in Parshas Tzav says, what's avodah nowadays? Bris milah. So that's the mamash we're talking about. And the pasuk says, "V'nodru v'shilmu lahavi ishes ishtei ve'eskal shelai liyiras elikay yoina." And they promised and they fulfilled their promise each man to bring he and his wife and everything that he owns to the God of Yoina. V'nodru v'shilemu, and they promised it and they fulfilled the promise and they became gerim. V'aleim u'oimer alegerim gerit tzedek. And that's what it means when we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we talk about al tzaddikim etc. Val gerit tzedek. We're talking about these type of people that saw Nisim of Hashem, and that was ma'ir them to want to become closer to Hashem, and they give up their lives to become Jews. That's what it means. Al-Gerim Gerit Tzedek. And that is the end of the story of Yonah. Thank you for coming.
Did you find 1 second?
A good
thought. Any other thing anywhere else that said something else? Like they gave tzedakah?
No, I didn't. I didn't see. I didn't see, but I didn't look. I didn't see, but I didn't look.
Because only Rashi brings this chapter name, or Gaia, and... Tzedak and Malmi are in the
Ah.
One says that they give tzedakah. One says they actually went to Yerushalayim as goyim and brought olos.
Oh, olos.
But nobody, only Rashi thinks.
Okay.